Russian President Vladimir Putin's calling up reservists to fight in the war in Ukraine. He made the announcement during a rare address to the nation. The defense minister says the partial mobilization will involve drafting about 300,000 personnel. The decision comes as Russian troops lose ground to Ukraine's counteroffensive in the northeast. Meanwhile, Moscow-backed separatists in four Ukrainian regions have said they'll hold a referendum to become part of Russia.
It is necessary to support the proposal of the Ministry of Defense and the General Staff to hold a partial military mobilization in Russia. I repeat, we are talking of a partial mobilization only. Only people in the military reserve will be drafted. The priority will be on people who served in the armed forces, have military specialization and experience. Those drafted before being sent to the places of service will have mandatory additional training, relying on experience gained during the special military operation. The decree on partial mobilization has been signed.
Well, Gabriel Elizondo is joining us live from Kyiv. So we're getting some more information about what this partial mobilization is going to be about, but it's going to take time to put all of this into place, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, because these are reservists that are being called, and they're being called to it goes into effect immediately. Russia is saying that they're going to go through retraining at military bases before being sent out onto the front lines, or at least onto the Ukrainian battlefield. But some analysts are saying that this is going to be tough for Russia because these aren't necessarily the best fighters. The best fighters were the ones that potentially were already on the front lines of the war here. And so that this is going to take time for Russia to get some of these reservists retrained, get them to bases, and then to deploy them out into the field. So it certainly is not anything that will be an immediate solution, per se, for Russia's shortcomings on the battlefield here in Ukraine. But certainly it's something that the Ukrainian military is watching closely, because they now know that, assuming Russia goes forward with this, there are as many as 300,000 reservists, boots on the ground, if you will, that Russia will have at their disposal moving forward in this war.
And obviously, the Ukrainian forces are going to be facing off against 300,000 reservists as they move up. Just talk us through where Ukraine stands in terms of the conflict, what personnel and what materiel it's putting forward and putting onto the front lines.
Well, the initial reaction from the Ukrainians is they are not too concerned about this. I mean, it's certainly a lot of more soldiers that Russia is putting into the fight, but the Ukrainians feel that they have two things very much in their advantage that they had since the beginning of the war, and that have only grown more so in the last 7 months since this war has been going on. And that's, number one, motivation. They feel that the Ukrainians feel that they're very highly motivated, defending what they feel is very much their land against what they feel is very much an illegal full-scale invasion by Russia. And they also now, in the last few months, have been getting more and more sophisticated weapons from the West, from the UK, from Germany, from France, from Poland, but also primarily from the United States. It has given more than $15 billion, billion with a B, in military aid to the Ukrainians in sophisticated weapons that they've been using quite effectively to not only stop the Russian advance, but actually push the Russians back and retake territory, as we saw in the Northeast Offensive, where the Ukrainians, in a matter of almost a few days, retook almost all of the Northeast region of Kharkiv. So the Ukrainians feel they are in a very good position, and they feel that they don't feel too much concern with hundreds of thousands of Russian reservists now potentially in the battlefield. They feel that what they've shown so far is that they can contain the Russians, and that the war, from their standpoint, will not change.
Gabriel, thank you very much. Gabriel Elizondo talking to us from Kyiv. Khada Abdulhamid's in Kharkiv. She tells us more about what the Russian military mobilization means for Ukrainian troops on the ground.
This is a country where there are multiple front lines. Here in the northeast of the country, you know, the Ukrainians have been since the beginning of the month going ahead with this counteroffensive that has taken really everyone by surprise, and I'm supposing also the Russians, considering how quickly they retreated and they abandoned the Kharkiv region. Now, Ukrainians have been saying that they were the Russian soldiers here, who also had among them some of the separatist forces from the Lugansk region, were understaffed and under-equipped in this part of the country, as the Russians had moved a lot of their capabilities to other areas like the Donbass region, like Kherson region in the south of the country, where also another Ukrainian counteroffensive is expected. So there is need for the Russians to have more personnel here. There is need for them to have more military hardware here.
Samuel Romani is an associate fellow at the Royal United Services Institute. He explains why President Putin's ordered a partial mobilization.
If you look at Russian estimates, for example, Russian Senator Vladimir Zhabarov just made a statement and said that in some areas of the occupied regions, Ukraine has got a 3-to-1 manpower advantage. And generally, for a successful counteroffensive, from a military standpoint, you need to have between 2 or 3 times as many forces on the Ukrainian side than on the Russian side. And the Russians are hoping that even if this does not turn the tide of the war and lead to marked Russian territorial expansions, it will help them avoid defeats like the withdrawal that we saw from Kharkiv a few weeks back. This initial assessment from the Russian military and also from Russian lawmakers is that a general mobilization is not necessary. A general mobilization would also be much more controversial politically. For example, Sergei Shoigu, the Russian defense minister, made it very clear that students and conscripts under the age of 27 are not going to be brought into this war. This is just going to be a mobilization for reservists. And that's a very strategic decision because the popularity of this war amongst those between 18 and 30 is significantly less than it is amongst those who are in their 40s or 50s.